to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
Not too many other radio shows are live on Sunday nights, right, Mark?
Not many. There's certainly some out there.
But a handful. On a
Sunday evening, specifically, I think it's two live programs produced for broadcast radio.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live's on more than 100 radio stations across the country, besides being on XM's Extreme Talk. So I'm sure XM's producing some live content in the evenings. I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that there's some out there. As far as broadcast radio, from open issues, current events, that's two.
Well, we love to give our listeners content that they can listen to, especially on Sunday nights when there's kind of a dearth, I guess, of live shows to entertain you. And, of course, you can always go to archives.freetalklive.com, get any of the old archives of the show for free, and you can call the show. It's a participatory show. You can bring up pretty much anything that's on your mind. We're open to it. We'll talk about it at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. As Mike has done, let's go to the phones and talk with Mike. He is actually listening on XM. Mike?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have two things I wanted to say. First thing I wanted to say is zero tolerance policies equal zero intelligence policies.
Yeah, I like that.
That was my first thing.
Yep. Anytime somebody can't, make a judgment call, certainly there are situations where schools should be able to keep somebody who's brought a weapon to school out or expel them or suspend them or whatever. But just the idea that, so many of these things are just crazy. You're talking about steak knives for cutting their food or little
butter
plastic
knives,
guns for Lego men.
Or drawings of guns.
Drawings of guns, yeah. Stories about zombies. It's crazy.
It is crazy, but I actually live in what is Mexico, and I send my two youngest stepchildren three of my stepchildren to school there. I pay for private education over there because they do kind of quasi have public schools.
Mm-hmm.
they're not very good. I pay approximately, last year I paid, I think it was $120 a month to send two students to a school.
What's your property tax over there in Juarez?
I don't have a property tax.
There's not a property tax, huh?
There's not a property tax.
So are you a U.S. citizen?
You own it. Oh, yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cheaper to live over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a truck driver, so and my wife is Mexican, so it's basically one of those things of she was born and raised there. Why not live there?
Now, let me ask you this: a lot of people would say that Juarez is one of the centers of this these drug cartel crimes, the criminal gang areas that are going on. But I've also heard that essentially, and I'm going to use very blunt language here: the crime rate as perpetrated against white people, Anglos, North America, Nortes,
gringos
is really low. It's like it's the same here as it is sort of here in just minor areas.
Oh yes, the crime rate, and this is going to sound hilarious to some people, but the crime rate in Juarez amongst the normal citizens is actually quite low. It's not that bad. Now we have a lot of property crimes. Stealing cars, breaking
people will steal your
whatever.
Stuff.
And that happens everywhere. But the real issue is if you're associated with the drug cartels on any level, your life is in danger. And
also, if you're a government official that speaks out against the drug cartels, so if you're a member of one of these gangs, whether it's the government or a cartel, then you're liable to get killed, right?
That's the case. I mean, if you're your average everyday, Jose, means that we're talking about Mexico.
Right.
You're not going to be to be having these issues. Yes, there is the instance where you get caught up in the crossfire, and that is the greatest fear that anybody truly has over there if they're not a member of one of the two rival gangs. But back to my point, I pay about last year I paid about $120-$130 a year a month to send my two boys to private school in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They're 12 and 11, and I have a 13-year-old daughter that lives in Virginia with her mother, and she is going to public school in Virginia. I have no idea what they pay on property taxes up there, but I know it's not cheap because it's Northern Virginia. And I look at the subject matter that is comparable, which is your math and sciences. And my stepson, who is one grade behind her, is actually two grades ahead of her in the equivalent subjects. And So I'm looking at this and I'm going, and I only pay $120 a month, and I'm sending two of them to school.
Oh, that's for two of them.
One.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's for two of them.
Wow.
That cuts everything in half.
That's so pretty good.
I'm not surprised that private schools right on the border are comparable to private schools in the United States, because that's what most people would say about a private school here in the United States. It doesn't surprise me at all. I guess what's really surprising about it is that you pay $60 a month to send them there. Is this $60 just for 9 months out of the year? I mean, not that it matters at this rate, but I'm just amused.
It's just for during the school year.
Wow.
It's crazy.
It's just for during the school year.
Well, it just shows that it can be done, you know. It's out there in the world.
Yeah, it can be done. In fact, at one point in time when my ex was really upset with my daughter and was basically wanting her to come live with me, I actually investigated a bilingual private school, and that was going to cost me $80 a month to send her to the bilingual private school.
And so your boys aren't learning to speak English?
No, because I can't convince their mother
that it's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I have tried and tried and tried.
Interesting.
They might just pick it up.
Everybody here
speaking
in the United
English.
States believes it's a good idea for their kids to be bilingual.
Sure.
And usually they'll pick Spanish because it's the next closest geographic area. But it's interesting that there's somebody who's right on the border of the United States who doesn't think it's a good idea. Is it a nationalism thing, or she just doesn't think they'll need it, or what?
It's a bit of a nationalism thing. Our relationship is highly unusual in Mexico because there's not a lot of gringos marrying the Mexican women and staying.
Sure.
Most of them, come in, grab a woman, and marry her and leave. So it's highly unusual, A. And B, she doesn't even want to live in the U.S. I've asked her, why don't we move to El Paso? It's not that far away. It's a quick trip to go see family. It's not a problem. And we can put the boys in school over here and they can learn English. And she's like,
nope,
they're Mexican. They don't need to know English. We speak Spanish here. And in fact, I'm the only English speaker in my household, even though all of them have taken English classes in school. They will not speak to me in English or to even practice. So
were you fluent when you met her?
Oh gosh, no. We had our first conversations via dictionary and a mutual friend that was fluent in English and Spanish.
Interesting.
So you learned Spanish over time, and she learned English.
I've learned Spanish over time. I've tried to get her to learn English. Like I said, she took classes in high school. When she was in high school, she's taken classes since then. None of it seems to stick.
Interesting, Mike. Well, thanks for the call, and thank you for sharing that story with us. It's great to know that you can have these affordable private means of educating your kids.
It's also interesting to know that the rigidity around language is on the other side of the border too.
I can't blame someone. I mean, Mexican people aren't generally treated very nicely in the U.S.
I don't know.
Maybe she had some bad experience.
I think individually, but sort of from a general standpoint, you're right.
I think there's an advantage to learning two languages for kids.
Absolutely.
Undeniably. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. Speak to us in Spanish.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
We're glad you've joined us tonight. Our phone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. And hey, if you want to get the latest news about Free Talk Live, we'll email you anytime something exciting happens with the show. Just recently, in fact, there was a kind of an interesting piece of news that came out that named Free Talk Live one of the five most up-and-coming talk shows.
That's true. That and, actually was the top of the list. So
yeah, the first one mentioned.
To read it from the top down. It didn't have numbers next to it, as I recall.
Right.
But we were at the top of the list. So you could choose to call us number one if you wished.
I would choose to call us that.
And but, that was a list made by the publisher Talkers. Of Talkers Magazine. They call the Bible of the talk industry. It's the only real magazine as far as the industry goes.
Yep. So someone who knows what they're talking about. And if you want to be the first to hear updates like that, just go on over to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates list. Also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. And Mark has actually been tweeting out updates during tonight's show, right?
Hooting. It goes to both websites, Facebook and Twitter.
Yep, so you can get the information about Free Talk Live in the format that you prefer.
So the very best in anti-intervention news and views on U.S. foreign policy is antiwar.com.
Oh, are they having a fund drive?
They are having their fund drive.
I usually give them a donation when they have their fund drives because they're a spectacular source.
I try to help them as much as I can. I think it's a really great source. There's just not news like this that's coming out anywhere. Antiwar.com.
Oh, yeah. They're unique.
Is singular in what they produce, and they're quoted. They're often quoted. And their research is, it's top of the line. So antiwar.com having their fund drive. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the sponsor of our phone lines, has decided to turn his live read over to them. And I would encourage you, I'm always glad when he does it, to go to antiwar.com/donate and donate there. Do it today when you can remember. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, Mark. Well, we do have a call on the line. Let's go to Dr. Michael Kootz in Colorado. Dr. Kootz?
Hello. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I have a show in Pueblo, Colorado, and it's After Dark with Dr. Mike. And I thought I was the only person in the world that was talking and discussing and having caller call in about the same things that you're talking about. So I found you, and then I found the entire Grand Coast of the United States right there in New Hampshire, and I just really love your show.
Oh, thanks a lot. So did you have anything in particular tonight that you were really interested in?
Not really. It's just I know that some of the day hosts were talking about my show and said they were going to discuss or call me on Tuesday evening, and I was just like, oh, my God, I don't believe this. That's
really? Who was that?
I didn't even know. My boss, general manager of the radio station, came and told me. And so I was like, oh, my God, this is like too
what?
Cool.
Dr. Kootz, do you have anything, do you have is any it, issues you want to bring up?
Let me ask you this. Yep. Is it the LRN.FM network hosts or is it the Genesis Communications network hosts?
Oh, my God.
You don't know.
Okay. Gotcha.
That, we've got different networks. I'll tell you what. What you should do is you should email an air check, which is a little bit of your show, to ian@freetalklive.com. You may be a good show for LRN.FM.
So ian at?
Freetalklive.com.
All right. And thanks for the call, Dr. Kootz. We wish you luck with your show. Mark, do you want to? You had a little bit more on the zero tolerance article, right?
I think it's really important to. Normally I wouldn't drag it through the top of the hour, but I think it's worth.
You had some stellar quotes you wanted to get out.
It's just the rest of this article where this girl has been expelled for borrowing another girl's asthma inhaler. That girl got more than 10 days out of school suspension.
She's really between a rock and a hard place, right? Because if you have asthma, it really feels like you're going to die if you have an asthma attack, okay? And so she noticed that she really needed some kind of help at that point in time. And so what's the fastest way to get help? Oh, well, I've had asthma. This girl has the same inhaler as me. Why don't I borrow hers? And for that, she got expelled.
Right.
It's crazy. She's really between a rock and a hard place, If your life is in danger, wouldn't you do something like that? Or if you thought your life was in danger?
Or you're just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Superintendent
Your life doesn't even have to be in danger. I just think it makes it all the more... It impresses the point even more.
Superintendent John Borman, speaking of the suspension of the one girl, and then I guess it didn't get the expulsion news at this point when they got the quote, says, I think Absolutely, the suspension was appropriate. School policy, this is not part of the quote here, that was the quote. School policy forbids the sharing of any prescription drug. A letter to the students said expulsion was always a possibility, and the school district did not return calls as to why. They can't talk about individual cases anyway. They do not, choose not to talk about individual cases.
I can just see like an Onion article coming out. Girl expelled for collapsing in a heap on during gym class because she couldn't breathe.
I suppose it could happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and in this case, the girl McKinney has got a quote here, and what she said was, I'm having the page refreshed on me.
Oh,
she
it
said,
happens.
The lesson I learned from this is not to help people, because helping people is just going to get yourself in trouble. McKinney's father, Tim McKinney, said
wow.
He doesn't understand
yeah,
why his daughter's
important.
Friend was dismissed in the last semester before high school. You work so hard to in your whole life to instill good morals in your children, only to have the school to go and break them.
Yeah, I mean, most parents, I think if you ask them if they would want their kid to help someone else in need of help, right? If someone else was in trouble, would you want them to help your friend? I think most parents would say, absolutely, yes. But that's exactly what this person did, and they were punished for it.
Tim McKinney goes on and says his daughter was only allowed back in school because he pressed school officials to do so. He says he's proud and expects his daughter would do the same thing again.
Yeah.
What they both did was human nature. My daughter was being a good Samaritan. Her friend was having an asthma attack. Crites, that's the other family, their family never returned CBS4's calls for comment, and McKinney was placed in deferred expulsion, meaning one mistake could throw her out of the school as well. So these girls received, I mean, this is the death penalty from these schools.
And it was right before they were about to graduate anyway?
It's the year, yeah, the year
before. The senior year of high school?
As I understand it, it's difficult to really discern, but I guess it doesn't really matter,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. It just adds a little extra irony, I guess.
I mean, these girls being expelled from school.
Maybe it would do them a favor if, you know, they get their GED, get out of that school, start teaching themselves how to learn.
You know, I mean, a GED
getting their creativity
doesn't matter
back.
When you go to, you know, I had a friend who just decided, you know, I'm getting out of school, went and took the GED and went on to community college and then went to university.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need this. Sure. These government high school diplomas.
You know, there's a... There's a website called, like, College Dropout Hall of Fame or something like that. And not only from college, but a lot of very smart and successful people have dropped out of high school because they couldn't stand the conformity. They didn't want to live in that very small box. I'm not saying all high school dropouts are going to be successful necessarily or brilliant. But,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of smart people, you can't deny, that have chosen deliberately to forego either college or high school when we're told that you have to have these things to be successful in life. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE is our number if you want to chime in. More coming up with your calls here on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
We'd love you to visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. By the way, if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll find that there is a forum there, or a bulletin board system, as Ian is fond of calling it. You can find all kinds of threads. Beware of some adult material, shall we say.
Oh, yeah.
But you can enjoy that nonetheless, if that's your thing, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, now, Mark, we're going to talk about this teacher who had, apparently, this is a bizarre story, she had some consensual relationships with students who were over 18, so legally they're adults, but because there's a law in Texas that criminalizes teacher-student sex, she is being prosecuted for this.
Persecuted and prosecuted.
Yes. So I want to talk about that, but first we're going to go to your calls, which is what Free Talk Live is all about. 855-450-FREE is our number if you want to weigh in. But let's go first here to Steve, listening in St. Louis. Steve, are you with us?
Hi there.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I'd like to get your opinion on Scott Horton.
Scott Horton, okay, so just for our listeners who are not familiar, one of the main hosts of the show, Ian, has a side project called the Liberty Radio Network, which Mark mentioned earlier.
At LRN.FM.
Yep, and you can find lots of great Liberty-oriented radio show content over at LRN.FM. They have a podcast loop as well as some live shows. Now, Scott Horton was a radio show host who used to host a live daily 3-hour show.
He still does.
Yeah, he still does, but there's been some changes recently.
Yes, there have been some changes.
He used to work for antiwar.com, and his show was anti-war radio, right? Recently, he has been, I guess, let go from antiwar.com.
Yeah, that's all I can really say about that. I would assume it has to do with the economy and the difficulty in keeping, you know, a talk show going
and
stuff like that.
Yeah, but I was wondering why he got let go.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, it'd probably be better to call Scott Horton and ask him.
Yeah.
I heard is that he got let go.
Or maybe if you donate to antiwar.com, they'll be able to get him, hire him back.
It could be. I couldn't answer.
But I guess he moved his radio. He's still doing a radio show. It's just now the Scott Horton show, right?
Right. And and he's moving that show onto another internet network. So it's leaving LRN.
But it's still going to be in the podcast loop, not live. Yeah. Does that answer your question, Steve?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, I was just confused why. Yeah, why he was let go from LRN.
Did you enjoy his show?
Oh, he hasn't been let go from LRN.
Oh, yeah.
He voluntarily left LRN. He wanted to have,
I guess, a show where there were no commercials in it.
Yep.
And so this other network offered him that opportunity. Is that all, Steve?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. Let's go to Jared. Jared, listening on the amp lines. Jared, are you with us?
Hey, Mark. Hey, you guys, what's up? Hey, I had two quick comments. The first one was I was listening to the podcast, and I think it was Ed from Tennessee who mentioned about Mark wouldn't statistically need a gun or something like that.
Yes, Ed is a frequent caller to Free Talk Live, and he one of his favorite issues, I think, is about guns, and often he'll say, you don't need and let him go. That's my Ed impression.
you kind of have that kind of twang to your voice, too. Yeah, and I think that, you know, what his statement is, and there's some value to it, it seems to me, that, you know, that you're unlikely to deal with a violent crime incident in your life, especially if you live in New Hampshire. And secondarily, if you do deal with a violent crime incident in your life, having a gun may or may not be of value to you in that circumstance. That, you know, the gun's valuable if you're the first one with it out. But, you know, when somebody's got a gun on you and you draw down on them, it's a bad idea. They're going to shoot you, right?
Every situation is different, but
indeed.
I think it's more about having a peace of mind than it is about statistics.
I think you're right. I think guns are all about peace of mind for a lot of people.
Well,
about having choices.
Couldn't one make the argument, though, that it might give some people peace of mind to not have a gun? Because they're not worrying about it. They're not worrying about, is it going to go off accidentally, or are they going to use it inappropriately and regret it later, or whatever?
And that's something to take into account, and that's why I definitely respect somebody's wish if they don't want to have a gun or a knife. But I think to sound like you're taking the moral high road because you don't have one and you think that like you're somehow superior, it's kind of a snotty, liberal, elitist mind tendency that I think it has. And he is very libertarian in a lot of his calls. So there seems to be a disconnect there because, I mean, yeah, you are correct. The statistics, as far as you needing one, are very low. But I've stopped severe bodily harm to myself because I had a firearm.
Right. And
so,
this is the thing that I would never tell anybody.
Matter.
Hold on. Before we go on, I would never tell anybody that it's a bad idea for you to, you know, carry a gun. I'm never going to tell anybody what it's like
for them. Is that what Ed was saying, though?
Because I don't think he was either. That's not what I was hearing.
Yeah.
What I was hearing him say was, you don't need it. You're fine. Statistically, you'll be okay. And
right.
Then I was pointing out, look, I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, so that might put me in the line of fire. More likely to put me in the line of fire because somebody might not like something I say. I can assure you.
Alan Berg was the talk show host that you were talking about. He was the talk show host that was gunned down outside of his house. That was in Denver, Colorado back in like 1984. But would a gun have helped him
or would a bulletproof vest have helped him? I mean,
Who knows? I mean, you know, you never know. It's just about making the choices that are right for you. Like I have insurance on my car. I have insurance on my condo. I've never needed to use it. My condo's never burnt down. I have life insurance on my wife. She hasn't died yet. Does that mean I don't need it? I mean, it's just if you look at other issues that way, then you wouldn't have any type of insurance because the odds of something statistically happening that would actually happen to you are very low. So it's just something to think about.
I see insurance a little differently than something like a gun, though.
Well,
I mean,
because
there aren't
guns can be insurance, but there's
they
another,
can be, but they can also be a liability. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, isn't the statistic, and I don't know, but I mean, this is what I've heard, that a gun is 7 times more likely to be used on you than some kind of home invader or burglar or violent criminal?
But how would you measure that? I mean, I know that the Brady campaign has said that, but
okay.
How would you measure that? It seems like something you really can't measure.
I don't know. I mean, you know, like I think that
there
one
are,
needs to keep one's guns
it
up.
It does happen that people's homes are broken into.
People's kids kill themselves with guns.
Yeah, and people break into people's homes and take their guns and then, you know, steal them and use them for other crimes or whatever, right?
I mean, it would seem like if you were carrying a gun on you on a regular basis, and I have friends that do, that you would have it in an easy place to get to, and if it's in an easy place for you to get to, it's in an easy place for my 4-year-old to get to. So, I mean, there's all these aspects.
Yeah.
And
I'm only making this decision for myself, okay? I'm not telling anybody else.
Are you saying that you don't own a gun?
No, I'm just saying I get to make that decision.
The other aspect of it that I really want to point out is that thank God for all those people out there that own guns, because, you know, if my house didn't have a gun, and I would never say that on the radio, right?
Right.
Well, that's what it comes down to. It's just better if people have choices, and we're all better off, and we're all more free. If people can make their own choices on what suits them, and there may be bad side effects to that, whatever it may be, but if you accept that as a premise, then you just invited the government or any group of people to completely regulate every single aspect of your life.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I don't think Ed was advocating
statistics that you necessarily are inviting the government.
No.
I can see how some people will use those statistics.
But not Ed. He says, he'll readily say, I'm going to stick up for him here because he's not here to defend himself. But I've heard him say many times that he doesn't believe that the government should control this in any way. He's just saying that in his research, from what he understands, he doesn't believe it's a prudent idea to have one.
I respect that. He just seems a little smug about it when he brings it up from time to time. But the second thing I called on, Mark, I was just kind of curious because I think I'm in the same demographic as a lot of listeners. We're kind of in between Ian and a lot of other Free Staters, but we're more to the right of the typical Republican talk show host. And I know
that, what does that
I
mean,
do listen to your
more to the
columns.
Right? What does that mean?
It's not yay red team, they're going to solve all our problems and just give the power of the government to the Republicans and we'll
Jared,
all be safe.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to hold that thought. We're coming up on the next segment here,
sure.
But please.
I have lots of questions.
Yeah, me
to
too.
What you said here.
This is interesting stuff, so we'll have more with Jared coming up here in a moment on Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, if you want to call in, 855-450-FREE is our number, the SACL CAI toll free call in lines. It's Free Talk Live. What do you think about guns or home invasions?
My name is Jennifer, I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim, I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane, I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. If you go to m.freetalklive.com, you can easily access the mobile site, which is specially made for your smartphone. You can access our live streams and our podcast feed right from your mobile device at m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, and you want the name brands, and who doesn't? You know, obviously, you don't want to get some cheap knockoff that's going to break on you out in the middle of the woods. And you want to get them at the best price, and who doesn't want to get the best price in the name brands? ManVentureOutpost.com is a place to go. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, camping gear, tents, everything you need. They've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got crossbows, bow and arrows, you know, all kinds of knives. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, Mark, let's go right back to Jared. He's been waiting on the amp line. Now, Jared, we kind of came up on the break here last segment, but could you recap your most recent point just for our listeners who might be tuning in?
Yes, I was talking about a lot of other talk show hosts who are on the right, and I'm not saying you guys are on the right, but it's just that there's a lot of people who are in between, say, you know, the Sean Hannity's and yay, go red team, they're going to fix the world, and people who are in between the thoughts of a lot of Free State Project members.
Okay, so kind of like people who...
So you were saying that you're somewhere in the demographic, and I think this would actually be a psychographic, is what the terminology is, between Ian and I or something like that, is that what you were saying?
Sort of, because, I mean, I should probably preface it as far as, like, not saying a lot about me, because I don't feel like saying a lot on the, you know, national radio, but, I mean, I've spoken to you, Mark, a few times over the past couple of years, and I've been in law enforcement for years, and it's definitely changed the way I view things, and I agree with a lot of the things that you guys say, and, like, I'm kind of on the Ron Paul side of things.
Sure.
And yet, being on the Ron Paul side, especially seeing the way that the "quote unquote right" has treated Ron Paul, it's really turned me off from all these people. And one of the things that I would love if you could possibly do, listen to your post columns, And it would be great, because you're on satellite radio now. It would be great if you could have a sit-down talk with maybe, like, someone like, I mean, pick whoever, Mike Church, Andrew Wilkow, I think his name is, people who, you know, oh, the Constitution this, the Constitution that, because I would really like to know what they think, because pretty much every sentence in the Constitution has been violated by the government, probably with exception of the Third Amendment, which is the no quartering of soldiers. But I'm willing to bet if you read far enough,
has happened.
The regs.
Yeah, as I understand it, there's a couple of incidences where soldiers have been quartered in people's houses, and certainly during Katrina, soldiers were put into churches, as National Guard was put into churches in order to house them there. So.
Yeah, it was all bets are off.
I don't think that's not one that most people worry about, the Third Amendment, soldiers being quartered in their houses. And really what that was is it was an anti-rape amendment. As I understand it, this is the history behind it, is, you know, when a soldier was in their house, they got whatever they wanted, including food and whatever. So, I mean, it's pretty disgusting, but that's the reality of soldiers. I mean, at the time of the colonial time, the redcoats were the people that couldn't scratch a living out of the earth. Soldiers were considered the lowest of the low at that time in English history. So, they ran off to join the military and they'd do what they were told. At that point, the government truly was an occupying force on the people all over Great Britain and, you know, everywhere. And for some reason, you know, here in the United States, people feel much more of a kinship to their government, and maybe it's the government schools that have showed it to them or whatever.
What I'm getting at, though, Mark, is that they claim, you know, to uphold the Constitution, which Ron Paul basically embodied, and most of them turned a blind eye to him because they thought he was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But we know, it's like what I think you might have said it, Mark, maybe Stephanie said it, but we know what a red state looks like. We have plenty of them. We know what the blue states look like. So what are their answers to the problem besides vote Republican? Because that doesn't really seem to work. And it would be great to hear someone on the right talk to you. I would love to hear a cross between ideas between Free Talk Live and some of these talk show hosts on the right.
You think you could set that up, Mark?
The difficulty is, all I need is a couple of months on the air with Rush Limbaugh in order to turn him into a voluntarist, because people don't get the opportunity to hear their stuff sent back to them in a way that they themselves can understand. It's not mirrored to them in a way that they can understand. So they, you know, Rush Limbaugh really does believe, or Mike Church probably, I don't know, I mean, he seems to be a constitutional guy, but he probably votes Republican by and large. He just believes that you really got to get out there during the primary and vote for the right Republican. And
right, and that's the thing. They operate in a paradigm that is so narrow that they're very articulate, and I agree with them most of the time when they talk about liberals, but when it comes to actually examining their own beliefs and things that their Republicans do that are unconstitutional or that are just morally wrong, there's a disconnect, and they don't examine it. I mean, maybe they do on a personal level, but they know if they did that on the show, it would ruin their ratings and they wouldn't make money. I don't know the answer to that. But
I think it's...
Thanks for the call, Jared.
Appreciate the call, Jared. I think it's just cognitive dissonance. I think that people... You know, it's hard to make the hard decisions. On Free Talk Live, we had to come up with this early on. Ian was a Libertarian Party guy, and, you know, what's the solution if you do a libertarian radio show that you give people? Vote libertarian? Good Lord. I mean, that's no solution. I mean, it's a laughable solution. So, we had to come... We couldn't do the same shtick that everybody did, because their shtick is vote Democrat or vote Republican.
So, you had to actually think about the issues and think about how we could solve some of these problems on a voluntary basis, right?
Right. And, you know, our first solution, and I think it's a great one, is the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, where we're trying to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one place. We're in New Hampshire, and there are 1,000 movers all already. We're having a huge effect on the government. The budget has been cut by 12%, and that was the solution. I think there's a few interesting, bright stars rising on the horizon. I think the Blue Seed is very interesting. This is the big
offshore, retrofitted cruise ship, which is going to be an incubator for startup companies.
Yeah, very interesting, off the coast of California. Secondarily, I think that bitcoins could really.
They're already changing the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the government's power comes from the creation of fiat currency. That's how they're able to fight these wars and do what they do. The people had a lot more control over their government prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve and the creation of fiat currency, and that bitcoins could really bring these things back down to manageable levels. I also think that the anonymous movement and WikiLeaks and these ways that whistleblowers can get their messages out.
Yeah.
And, that the individual can have some kind of effect on their governance, because they can't now. I mean, you can't.
Right.
If you think that voting matters, then you're just not paying attention.
Yeah, why you're not telling people to vote or vote libertarian or whatever.
I ran for a state party office here recently. It's not that I don't think the political party, that you shouldn't do it or anything like that. I just don't think my vote matters, especially on a national level. And here's my backing for that. In 2008, Barack Obama won New Hampshire, I think it was by 70,000 votes. So if I were a magic being and I could decide where to place my vote now, even in the, sort of in the past, if I could replace my vote, go back in time and re-vote, it still wouldn't matter. I only have one vote.
Well,
he won by 70,000 votes.
McCain, right? And that wouldn't be any better.
Whatever, the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, whomever. It doesn't matter because my one vote wouldn't matter. If I took my vote and everybody I know in the state, everybody I know, every name I can name, and I still wouldn't have enough people to move their vote into another column.
Yep.
Please don't tell me you think your vote in the presidential election matters.
I'm kind of surprised to hear you saying that, but yeah, I completely agree.
No, I'm not against. What I'm against is people saying that voting is immoral.
Okay.
But I think that voting statistically is largely an insignificant act.
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about at the local level, I live in a town that's, fewer than 2,500 people. So, yeah, my vote matters there. And, I'm gonna vote in those elections.
It seems like that would be even rare, that your vote would make or break
an election. It's happened to me, so it's like that guy with the gun that we were just talking earlier. Having a gun, managed to protect him. I've been in a situation where my vote
mattered.
Well,
it didn't really happen to you. Like, you missed one vote and something.
And my vote would have mattered.
Well, it would have been a tie, though. It wouldn't have been come down on the side that you wanted, right?
It would have been a tie, and therefore it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, they'd reschedule it and find some way to rig the election, right?
Well, they got it the next year. Would have gotten it the next year. But that doesn't matter. Stopping evil for a year still matters.
Does your vote matter? Please call and tell us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up with Hour 3. I think we'll talk about this Texas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Live.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No seals were harmed in the making of this advertisement.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.